And aloha. I'm Maya Ananda, coming to you from the Happy Heart Sanctuary here on the big, bold, and beautiful island of Hawaii. And just take a moment to join me here, to be present, to allow yourself that gift of presence. Let everything else just melt away, drop off. It's not important right now. It's not in your circle. And imagine yourself sitting here with me on my lanai. You might hear there's a bit of a breeze this morning. The tops of the ohia trees just kind of dancing in the wind. The sun warm and present. And as you join me here in this sacred space, being present, allowing yourself that gift of stillness, of peace, feeling yourself come back into balance, into harmony. Shifting your focus within you, looking for any spots that feel heavy this morning or sticky, that need some extra love. Go now to that space and allow the healing energy of this island. Bring your breath, your light to that space and ask for release. Offering it into the hands of our Divine Mother. Saying, Mother, please take this. I don't need it any longer. And make something beautiful, as she will. And so that is complete. So welcome. Welcome, my beautiful sister. So grateful for you to join me in this space again. Things are moving and shifting here. And it looks like the physical space of at least the first incarnation of the Happy Heart Sanctuary, a space dedicated and devoted to the Divine Feminine and to your journey as a being of light on this planet. It will be a space of love and light and healing where we can join together and gather. We can release our grief, our sorrow, our heaviness, tossing it into the crater, offering it to Goddess Pele. Whatever goddess you bring with you that is in your heart, and say, it is time. It is time for transformation, time to shed this old way of living that has gotten us to this space now. It is not feeling right any longer. Those of us, more and more of us, awakening, remembering the sanctity, the glory, the beauty that is this life that has been torn from us, hidden from us. Our attention saturated, diverted. And I bring you back to presence now. Going within yourself and reclaiming who you are. Looking within and feeling what is right, what feels right in this world. And it might be in this moment, sister, that nothing feels right to you. It all feels sticky and heavy and unsure. And you know what? That's a good place to start. A good place to start. Because if you're sensing that uneasiness, that's good. Because you're feeling within you that this isn't right any longer. See, here's the thing, and I hear this from women all of the time who sit in this space of uneasiness. You know, I should have this at this stage in my life. I was shown, I was taught, I was guided that at this age, this stage, I must reflect these outer things, a house, a husband, a partner, children, dogs, cats. I was shown that I must have that. And then we find ourselves in two boats. The one boat where we have those things, and it's brought us nothing of this bliss that I know is there for you. Perhaps it's brought you only more heaviness because in obtaining those things, it doesn't feel right. And now you feel stuck. Mortgage, partner, relationship, that doesn't feel right. And the other boat of those who don't have the outer reflection of these things and say, well, what's wrong with me? How can I get those things? But really, I don't want those things, but I'm shown I must have those things, and without those things, I don't know who I am. Because we have been taught in this society to value ourselves and create a determination of who we are as beings as a reflection of our outer stuff. And I tell you, no. No. You might have heard me say it, and I will say it again. As the wind picks up, agreeing with me, there's nothing out there that is of true value. Nothing out there that can determine who you are. Nothing. That is all a lie. It is meant to distract us from the real journey, that space of true power. And that is within you. It is the journey within. So the basic core, basic principle and foundation of the Happy Heart Sanctuary on that road to happy, the road back to true bliss, true peace and harmony, is shutting out the outside world. If only for, you know, to begin for a few moments, for an hour, coming here for a retreat, and dedicating that time to you. Journeying within yourself, into your heart space, sending your heart love. That is a good place to start this journey. Sending yourself love, which is another thing we don't do and we have forgotten to do in its purity. The healing gift that is the love vibration. And those are skills we work at here at the Happy Heart Sanctuary, making them practical. Because for me to say, send yourself love, you know, it sounds all rosy and peachy, but what does that actually mean? You know, how do we actually do that? And so I offer you practical steps of how to raise your vibration, how to work with love as a vibration, how to raise your own vibration, and to use that as a healing tool for yourself. And of course, it works outside as well, but we're focusing on you today. Just you. Not you and your partner, not you and your children, not you and your plants. You. And what's inside of you, what's within your heart. Because if you have that sense of dis-ease, if you have that sense of uneasiness, that is your heart telling you, you are not on that right path. Because when we work with energy, it's very simple. You either feel good, and I don't mean like kind of good, meh, as that is my first book coming out this year, from meh to magical. It's a feeling of almost ecstasy, bliss, tears come to your eyes. This is what I want to do. This is what makes my heart sing. And we shy away from that, don't we? We so shy away from it because we don't know what to do with that feeling. Because so many of us have never touched that. We've never felt that truly. And I'm here to bring that back to you. The Happy Heart Sanctuary is a space to bring that back to you, where you can foster that bliss and that ecstasy and that wonder of the world. As I sit here this morning on this beautiful island, the colors seem brighter, the sun stronger, the scent of ginger in the air is just magical, and I want to share this with you. Of course, someone decided in this moment to mow a lawn, but you know, it is still life, so we'll just go on. Hopefully you can't hear it. Life is magical. We've been taught that it's not. In fact, we've been taught that magic is a nasty thing, right? A dark thing, a thing to fear. Even stemming from, I know there's so many of you that work and have own, you know, look at beautiful oracle cards of whatever flavor. Goodness, I have a whole shelf full of them. And hope to have more. No, not hope. Will have more and available for you to have a play here. But even that has been construed by religion and the powers that be as evil forces. No. Trust me, sisters, there is true evil in this world, but we won't discuss that in this space right now. But there is. And it's that same force that wishes to rob us of the beauty of life, to keep us so exhausted, so drained, so devoid of energy, our head hanging low, our hearts empty. It's in that space that they wish us to continue, because in that space you cannot create. You do not feel magical in that space. You feel run down. I've been there, I know. We've all been there. Many of us journey this entire life in that space. I assure you, as a hospice counselor who has been at the sides of countless deaths, transitions at this moment, a rare few come to the finish line and say, I'm ready. I loved my life. I enjoyed it. Probably I can tell you, in all honesty, two examples of many, many, many. The rest look at me with fear, desperation, holding my hand and say, how did I get here? How did I get here? What has happened to my life? What has happened? What is this dis-ease in my body that eats at me and causes constant pain? Horrific moments that don't have to be. And I know we don't want to think about that last breath, but I assure you, if you spend time thinking about it, your life becomes richer and sweeter. But we'll leave that for a moment, because that's not the focus this morning, or this afternoon, or whatever. Could be the middle of the night. It doesn't matter. Whatever time this is reaching you is the perfect time. So there's much work to be done, sweet sister, and if this resonates with you, if it's grabbing something within you saying, yes, this is something for me, then I encourage you to journey with us. You know, do the things, heart it, follow it, all of that stuff. Subscribe to it. But journey with us. That's the heart of it. Journey with us so that each of us who are feeling estranged, alone, heavy, burdened, empty, know that you do not need to feel that way anymore. You are not alone. There are so many in that space. And when we come together and do some practical real life exercises, you can shift your energy from meh to magical and connect with like-minded sisters. Connect. Join this community. It's here for you. It has been a long time in its gestation. This has been a long birth, but it is here now. It is here, and it's here for you. So I will be shedding a few things, a few big things in my life today I share with you, which grants me the blessing of more space to do this work, which is what I'm meant to do and to share with you. And that for me is a beautiful gift. It takes courage, sweet sister, to shed things in our lives because, again, we're taught a certain way, and that way has, you know, A, B, C, D. There's no jumping to Z. It takes courage. But there is courage within you and there is strength. So maybe today's the day, sweet sister, to shed something in your life. It doesn't have to be massive. Just maybe a little thing. Maybe it's just being kinder to yourself, granting yourself each and every day some moments to be present for you, sitting in stillness, silence, shutting off phones and devices and locking the door. I mean, how many moms have put ourselves in a closet just for 10 minutes? Or rather, locked ourselves in the bathroom or taken a really long shower. I know I've done that. When my little one was actually little. She thinks she's grown now at 13, but those of you who have young teenage daughters especially, well, you know the journey. But just those blessed moments to be in your own presence without little arms grabbing at you, family asking for things, that's your time. So reclaim that. Reclaim that time. It's so important. We brush it off. We brush it off and we go tomorrow. I didn't have time today for me. I'll do it tomorrow. And again, I'm going to remind you as a hospice counselor that there are days that tomorrow doesn't come. Think on that. What would you do differently if today was your last day? I say it from such a deep space of love for you. What would you do differently? Think on that. There is not one person who gets to their deathbed and looks at me and says, I wished I had worked more. I wish I had studied math more so I could have done better on the ACT. Not one. Not one. It is the opposite. I dedicated myself fully to work, to family. I'm not saying there's something wrong with dedicating yourself to family, but there needs to be a balance, sweet sister. I dedicated myself to my company. I hear a lot. I put my heart and soul into it. Worked myself into the ground. Denied myself vacations. Denied myself X, Y, and Z, which now is coming to haunt me. Because that would have been so lovely. I hear that a lot. So imagine, today is your last day. What will you do? What will you do with this thing called life and your life? What will you do? I leave you with that. I'm Maya Ananda. coming to you from the Happy Heart Sanctuary on the beautiful, bold, and big island of Hawaii. Saying today's your day. Have fun with it. Sending you love and light for your journey. So grateful for you sharing this space with me. Looking forward to sharing more. Aloha and bye.